week, we're continuing our Letting Go series by dropping our hurtful narratives, those negative thought loops running through our brain. We talk about how that hurtful inner monologue isn't just keeping us sad and angry, it's actually making our decisions and changing the direction of our life. We get honest about why these negative thoughts are so hard to shake and share the truth of why we need to start changing them. We're changing our lives one thought at a time today. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. And now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. We are here. It has been a busy summer week. I've got David with me today.
Hey.
We got back from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Silverwood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. But we are giving our new mamas a break.
Plural.
Yes. I said plural. We get to tell you Jolene had her baby. Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Oh my goodness. Church got a whole lot cuter. They are. Mm-hmm. Evie and Eli are absolutely adorable.
Yes, so. They're both very cute.
Very cute babies. So Dave is going to be popping in here a couple times this summer as we get through this Letting Go series. Crystal and I are going to be holding down the fort most of the time, but thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
So David is actually a really good one to have here today, because one, he's semi-obsessed with learning about the brain. Yeah. He's smiling at me. You can't see mm-hmm. that on audio, but
it's interesting.
Right. He really likes it. Mm-hmm. And so I referenced two books a lot throughout the course of today's podcast, and he has read both of them. So that will help out.
Which books?
As well. So yeah, I'll just tell you right off the top. And I totally recommend both of them. One is Soundtracks by mm-hmm. John Acuff. And the second is Switch On Your Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So both really good books. Highly recommend both mm-hmm. of them. But today we're talking about letting go of hurtful narratives.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. That's mm-hmm. I said that to my 15-year-old son today. He's like, yeah. That's something people probably need to hear. Yes, it is, because we all have them. And you can call them whatever you want. You can call them hurtful narratives. You can call it an inner monologue. You can call it a soundtrack. But what I'm talking about today when I say hurtful narratives are the stories that we tell ourselves and about the world. These are things that are so ingrained that they just play automatically in our heads on a loop. And whether you realize it or not, they're seriously guiding every mm-hmm. aspect of your life. So these hurtful narratives can be stories about who we are as people. So you can adopt like, well, I was the nerd in high school. And so you can kind of just let that shape you now. Well, I'm just the nerdy one. I'm the dorky one.
Mm-hmm.
Or people always leave me. I've always been a screw up. Nobody likes me. I don't have what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be narratives like that. They can also be narratives about the way we view the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like my examples here are, and sadly, these are things I've said, all of these things. Things just don't work out for us. We're always getting dumped on and you just can't trust anyone.
Right.
So it can be both. And mm-hmm. you probably have both. If you're listening.
Well, we all have both.
Yes. But here's the good news. We get to choose. You have the power to change your brain and then subsequently change your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
We've hammered on this a lot on this podcast. Never going to stop. Do not apologize. You just have to play a different soundtrack. So what would happen if we switched our thinking from nothing ever works out for me to everything is always working out for
mm-hmm.
me? Like, what if instead of my life blows, we switch to my life is awesome?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know, if you're intrigued by that, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Ready for my definitions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are definitions of hurtful narratives. So you can kind of understand.
Like a dictionary, about. Like a big book closing sound effect that we can play where every time you say, ready for my definitions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you make that. Okay. They are the negative thoughts you choose to believe. Mm. So we're putting this on you.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Isn't that?
I'm not a victim of my thoughts.
Isn't that crazy? Uncontrolled thoughts that control you. And that comes to the point where they're automatic. Mm-hmm. They're just there because you've let them be there and they've become so ingrained in a rut. It's just a part of mm-hmm. you. But we can fix it. We can undo it.
And to be fair, some people don't realize they have the ability to change their mindset.
I hope they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And my last definition today is, and we've talked about this, and this really shaped all four of us on the Hill before. See if you listeners remember this. Untrue, unhelpful, unkind stories we tell ourselves that drive our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So we told you earlier in a several podcasts, like run all your thoughts through the filter of, is it true? Is it kind? Is it helpful? If it doesn't meet all three, it's probably time to let it go.
Right.
Okay. So now I'm going to give you some traits. Use this as a self checklist. These are traits of a person with a positive mindset. So sometimes the traits are the bad way, like, but we all know what the negative grumpy thoughts make us look like, because hi, look in a mirror. But this is kind of an inspirational list.
Okay.
Like, are you this person?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not this person. I would like to be this person. I'm some of this person. Okay. The first one is optimistic. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's nodding again with the nods.
Yep.
And this is someone I put, like, doesn't just look for the good, or looks for the good, not just expects it. Actually seeks it out.
Okay.
Okay. I liked this one. Willing to be a beginner.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because then it's okay if you fail. It's okay if you don't mm-hmm. get it right. You're not constantly beating yourself up. And part of that is having reasonable expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I put for yourself and others.
It's okay to not be perfect.
Yeah, and it's okay for other people
mm-hmm.
not to be. Either all of us are going to be harder on ourselves or on others. It just depends who you are. Learns from your mistakes, because you're going to make them. Assumes the best. I don't like this one. I have a very hard time with this.
It's important, though. A lot of people don't do that. They assume the worst.
Mm-hmm. We don't give anybody the benefit of the doubt, but mm-hmm. we always want to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful. Gratitude has been coming up mm-hmm. over and over and over and over again. I think gratitude would fix the world.
Mm-hmm.
Enthusiastic. I really like this one.
Woo!
Wow. I don't think I had enough coffee for the woo. I put somebody who's apt to truly live and experience their life. Who isn't going to let the grumpies and the negativity and the get
in the way.
That's
what you mean by enthusiastic?
Yeah. Up to truly live and experience life. I'm all in.
So they don't have to be excited.
You don't have to be like a bouncy cheerleader. That's not everybody's personality. If it is, I'm failing at life. Okay, someone who sees potential.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of goes with my next one, is solutions minded.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can spot the problems. Let's find the answers. Confident. Has a sense of humor. Resilient. Fall down, you fail, you get up, and you try again. You are not a quitter. And I like this one too. Passionate. Oprah, I'm quoting Oprah today. I quote all kinds of things, people. She said, passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you.
Are you going to give out new cars?
To us. No, we haven't even, I don't think we've ever had a new car since like we first got married.
What'd she say?
Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. I've been leaning into this a lot. You got to figure out your passion, your purpose. Why are you here? I think your brain is going to be in a much healthier place if you are doing what you love and what you are called to do. I said, it's a lot easier to love the life you're living and think good thoughts about it when you're doing what you love and care about.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is hopeful. I expect good things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but we're not all that person yet all the time. Some of us probably have.
I am.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Glimmers and fleeting moments of these things. But we want to be this person consistently.
More often.
Yes. So to get there, we have to find out how we got to the place we're in where we have these negative thought loops constantly. So you ready?
Yeah. How do we get here?
Okay. The first way is because we believe all of our thoughts are true. I am guilty of this. Yeah.
Just because you think it
doesn't make it.
Doesn't mean it's reality.
Make it true. Sometimes I like to stalk my teenage daughter's Pinterest boards just mm-hmm. to kind of see where her mental headspace is at. And she pinned something the other day that said, like, me making up stories in my own head, hurting my own feelings. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. We think all these things about what other people are saying, doing. And we believe that it's true because it's in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
And then we look for evidence to back up.
Yes. Yes. Okay, reason number two, we keep choosing, there's that choose word again, we keep choosing the same thoughts, we are putting them on repeat. We're doing this to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You continue, and you've told me this before, David, like the more often you think about something, your brain goes, oh, hey, this is important.
Mm-hmm. So it gets more ingrained in a pathway, then it gets harder and harder to change. They're on repeat.
Ugh.
The Spotify playlist on repeat in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so childhood. We go back to childhood a lot, but you know what? Remember, you know, we were talking about this the other day. Like, yeah, we're probably messing our kids up in some way, but we're doing what we can.
Everyone messes up their kid in some way.
So here's my examples. I put maybe you were a child with a lot of siblings and your parents weren't able to meet your needs because they were overwhelmed. So you told yourself your needs weren't important to survive that time period. And so now maybe that's carried over where now you've just come to believe that your needs don't matter. Everyone else is more important than you. You exist to make other people happy, mm-hmm. et cetera. So, but if you're an adult clinging to that story that your needs don't matter, you're going to find yourself with people who take advantage of you. You might not set boundaries. You yield your preferences, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just one example. We all probably have that thing that we believe from childhood.
Is that the only example
that I wrote down?
No, okay.
Yeah, I don't need to go there today. I don't need to get on my therapy couch. Okay, this is a big one, and I didn't mess this up with adding narrative to it, but we've been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a major one.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hurt, so we ruminate.
Oh, you react to it, so you... You try to protect yourself. Your brain tries to protect itself from that kind of pain. So
you turn it into a core memory.
Mm-hmm. Or you try to create some kind of explanatory context for it to make it not feel so painful.
Okay. We think that negative thoughts protect us. I've heard this. I hate it when people say this. I said I wouldn't go pet peeves on the podcast. I'm breaking my rule. I do not like when people say, expect the worst, then you won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, no, stop living like that. Like, don't expect the worst. That's terrible. Like, that doesn't prepare you. That prepares you to be a grouch face.
Mm-hmm.
But so negative thoughts do not protect you. If you expect everybody's going to let you down, that's going to get, like you said, rutted into your brain. And now you're going to look for ways people are letting you down.
And probably create scenarios where they do let you down.
Negative thoughts do not protect you. They hurt you. They keep you living small. Okay, so now I have truths. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number one.
I think. Maybe I'm not. I'm not sure. I'll let you know after you read the truth.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your mm-hmm. honesty. The first one I said, this is kind of like a duh, is it's hurting you. If you didn't know those terrible thoughts running through your brain 24/7 weren't great for you, let me be the first to tell you. Research shows that 75 to 98% of mental, physical, and behavioral illness comes from our thought life.
Hmm.
That's crazy town.
Mental, physical, and what?
Behavioral.
Behavioral illness?
Uh-huh.
All
from your thoughts.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And that's, I believe that.
Well, the mind is very powerful. The uh-huh. mind can heal your body. in different ways. I mean, like the what's that called? What, the placebo effect? Mm-hmm. You know, people that get the placebo still end up getting healed, even though they weren't getting the miracle medicine, because the brain does it, not because the pill does it. It's the sugar pill. So it's powerful, powerful brain.
Well, I mean, and this makes sense. People might be saying, well, physical, but we have talked on here before about the massive negative health impacts of stress and of having cortisol flooding your body 24/7. Mm-hmm. And that's what your thought life is doing to you, is that you're constantly in fight or flight. Mm-hmm. So yes, your thoughts are making you physically ill.
Right.
So this is not malarkey. Also, it's not just hurting you. If you don't matter enough to you to change, your negative thinking is also hurting the people you interact with. You are bringing down the room, or you're judging the people you're with, or you're assuming the worst about the people you're with. How are you going to have a healthy relationship with people you're judging or assuming the worst about?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have a meaningful connection.
Right.
I mean, and everybody's been around the grumpus, and that doesn't inspire good relations.
Or either. Just enjoyment.
Yeah. Are people going to want to get to know you or hang out with you if you're just always stuck in the negative thinking?
Mm-hmm. Always find the negative, always find the problem, always find the downer side of things.
Yes. I really like the happy people.
Mm-hmm.
They're like magnets. They're like the air in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Becky. Oh, so I wrote these a while ago, so I'm just reliving my words for the first time. And I'm sorry that I literally made myself laugh out loud. Here's my truth you need to hear, number two. If you weren't stuck with you, you'd leave. Okay, I made you laugh too.
That's a good one.
It is, but it's true. So I put, imagine if anybody else talked to you the way you talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be around you?
Yeah, you would break up with that person if it was a relationship. Mm-hmm. You stupid loser. You're so ugly. Oh, you're leaving the house. Like, you would not put up with that. Or imagine if someone was talking to your kid that way.
Mm-hmm. We'd have problems with that.
We'd have massive problems with that. It's insufferable. It's mean. It's very damaging because, like we said, we believe all of our thoughts are true.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell yourself you're a stupid loser or you're ugly, you believe it. But we put up with it every day and we agree with it and we look for evidence to support it. And then it rules and runs our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you weren't stuck with you, you would leave. Let's see. Number three, it really does affect everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Your thoughts choose your life. If you need me to, I'm going to say that again because it's just super good. Your thoughts choose your life. Here is an example from ChantelGrady.com. Your story might be that you aren't liked and accepted by others. You tell yourself this story for years, really believing that you aren't capable of deep relationships. So you don't put yourself out there to meet others because the belief that it's just not possible for you to be liked is so strong in your mind. And then you end up alone because you just believe people don't like me. People don't accept me. I'm not really cut out for friendship. And so then you're lonely forever.
And it affects the way you create or pursue new friendships. Mm-hmm. You create it with that underlying narrative going on that even if you're hoping to find a friend, you're telling yourself that story while you're trying to find this friend, that you're not worth being a friend.
And they'll probably leave anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Something will go wrong.
Right.
Yeah. It'll blow up. HungryGen.com gave me this one. What you feed your mind with becomes a mindset. So you need to hear that too. This is what we've talked about, input so many times, but what you're listening to, what you're putting in your head really does shape your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Please be careful of, I mean, and yes, we hammer on the news all the time, David, and I really like to tell you to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, especially heading into election season. It can get real ugly real quick. But it also, like, who are you hanging out with? What music are you listening? Music is a real powerful thing.
Music is huge. because it affects your entire being.
Yes.
Your heart, mind, soul, body, everything. So.
And it can affect you for the good real quick.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I went through a phase where I was not in a great place already. And then I was just listening to sad depresso music on repeat. And it mm-hmm. just cemented, I am sad. My life isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real hard to get out of.
The shows you watch, the
yes,
whatever you're trolling online.
Oh, some of those shows we like. There's a few we like comedies better, mm-hmm. but there's been a few dramas that we've watched where they do a lot of yelling,
mm-hmm.
a lot of drama, and it does raise your temperature
mm-hmm.
a bit, or where you maybe are a little more prone to look for drama in your own family.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Books you read.
Yes. Thankfully. Most of mine are scenarios that will never happen. Okay. This is a truth that you might not want to confront. Maybe you don't want to change.
Change is hard.
Hmm?
It takes work and effort and energy.
Yeah.
Time.
Called comfort zone for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Clinging. So by clinging to a label or a story or a character trait that was part of your past means you don't have to move on or change or grow.
Mm-hmm.
John Acuff said, your brain is waiting for you each day. It's waiting to be told what to think. It's waiting to see what kind of soundtracks you'll choose. It's waiting to see if you really want to build a different life.
Mm-hmm.
There's no easy button.
Right.
You have to pick. Okay. A few more. Some of these you can tell, like, I hit the truth on a couple of these on the things you really need to hear. Stop confusing who you are now with who you were in the past. I have a whole episode coming on letting go of your past.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of us cling to narratives about maybe the person we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you grow up and you change. And we have to let go of these narratives that support somebody we're not anymore.
Well, every day you're a new person.
That's every morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've got something different about you every single day. So you've changed however many days since you have that version of you. Used to exist, you've changed that many times, so yeah. Really, really different by now.
All right, you're limiting yourself. RadiantWholenessHealing.com. There's the first cool website reference mm-hmm. of the day. When you hold on to a script that doesn't serve you, you leave no space to write a new one that does.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like you have that really messy whiteboard and you need to just erase.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make space for new possibilities and idea. I put you need to make space for the truth. How much of what is in your brain is garbage?
Fiction.
Yeah, you're not writing a book. This is your life. We hit on this. It's going to take work and practice. Sorry. The notepod.com said fear, doubt, and insecurity don't take work. How true is that?
Mm-hmm.
So if we want the flip, courage, belief, and confidence, we're going to have to put in the effort. Replacing your thoughts will not be automatic. You have to rewire your brain and start telling yourself a different story. Which is my very last truth you need to hear today, is you can change your story. I'm going to hit more on that in the Real Real today.
Mm-hmm.
But there's hope. Your brain has neuroplasticity and can be rewired.
Yeah. It's possible.
It is possible.
Your brain is plastic, they say, all the way up until you die. So
it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. I have a ton of tips. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stop pondering the negative storylines. Like, they're going to come up. Let's mm-hmm. be real. They're going to come up. But when they surface, try to stop the thought in its tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go there. Acknowledge it. Okay, I'm having this bad thought, and now I'm sending it away.
Mm-hmm. It's a habit loop like any other habit loop. So once you've been triggered, you have the ability between the trigger and your response to choose a different response. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think it was Viktor Frankl actually said that is what life is. That is human freedom. You know, mm-hmm. that everything is kind of wrapped up in that little second of choosing between stimulus and response.
Mm-hmm. Instead, tip number two, dwell on the good thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that because how often do we? Mm-hmm. Stop and just ruminate and ponder and overthink the great things.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that.
Right.
We don't think about the delight and the good. Mm-mm. Okay. I like this. Which stories aren't working for you? Identify them. What are you telling yourself on repeat that is hurting you, limiting you, keeping you afraid, doubtful, or insecure? This might take some journaling. It's worth it. Radiant Wholeness Healing again said, whenever we experience patterns that keep on repeating themselves, be they in our relationships, work environment, or living situations, there is likely to be an old wound that's wanting healing.
Mm-hmm.
If it keeps coming up, it means you haven't gotten over it. You need to heal. You got to feel it to heal it.
Well, the wounds have to be cleaned out in order to heal. If there's junk in there, your body is going to spend time trying to get the junk out before it can heal.
Mm.
So
that's good. Nobody said that yet. Well done.
Mm.
I liked this part along with this. Make a list. I did this once and this was painful. Make a list of the things you believe about yourself, others, and the world. Trace those beliefs back in time. Like, and then can you figure out when or why you started to believe that? That can really help you start to see patterns, or is this thought that's been guiding my whole life actually true, or is it based back on this one situation that happened in the third grade that is now dictating me as a 40-something-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. You should do it. And if you think, oh, I'm not going to be able to come up with anything, I remember filling a notebook page in like 10 minutes. Oh, this rabbit hole's deep. Okay, so here though, if that process feels like way too much right now and you're like, Becky, please. This is another idea from John Acuff and it is genius. Okay, write down something you really want to do. And you're like, right, I just told you I couldn't. Okay, this is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Write one thing you super want to do. Maybe it's go back to school, start dating again, sell the jewelry you make, ask for a raise, whatever it is. Then he said, listen to the first reaction you have, because every reaction is an education. So what if your first reaction is, I've missed my chance. No one will love me anyway. I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Your reaction is going to educate you on, one, if you have a broken soundtrack or harmful narrative, and two, what that narrative is.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yes. Painful. This is going to hurt, but you got to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Have to. Replace your hurtful thoughts with better ones, even if you don't believe them yet. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it probably takes some time to believe them, mm-hmm. but over time, just like with the old narratives, with the old stories, how they became real, the new ones can become real. Once we get them ingrained into our minds a little deeper, we start to look through them and see the world through them.
Start telling yourself, even if it does sound dumb or you feel silly, look in the mirror and go, oh, I look cute today. Huh, I am a capable mother.
Mm-hmm.
I am good enough to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I could succeed at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, I like this. I put after that one, repeat those new stories a lot.
Right.
Because it's not just going to take, it's not a one and done, nothing mm-hmm. is. Then, so this is sequential if you're not catching on at home, then start looking for the evidence to support your new stories.
Mm-hmm.
Use confirmation bias for good, not evil.
Mm-hmm.
If your hurtful story was that no one likes you and your new story is that people like you, start looking for the evidence that people do like you.
Right.
You find what you're looking for. And that will just start when you start, like I said, use confirmation bias for good, not evil. That could change everything for mm-hmm. you. I mean, even within an afternoon, you're going to start seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still thinking I'm full of beans, like, I dare you. Try it. See what happens.
Right.
All right. Again, we're moving sequentially. Now, you've started using your confirmation bias. Take small steps that align with your new story. If you're keeping with the example, if your new story is people like me, well, invite someone to the movies. If your new story is I'm a creative person, try that craft you've had pinned for a year. Mm-hmm. Take a small step This supports your new story.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. Then celebrate the small victories. Hungry Jen said, renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what he is not doing.
And we don't celebrate enough in general. We're like, and I don't do that. I don't celebrate enough. You just, once you finish something, you just
on to the next.
Move on to something else and don't stop. And especially for the big, long journey things, like stop for a minute and look back on everything that happened to get you to across that finish line, whatever it was. And
oh, yeah. I'm having huge things about us. Like, we should have made that more of a moment. Like, mm-hmm. that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The last tip I have for you today is expect good things to happen. One site went so far as to say, expect miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now for the part of the show that I do not love doing when you're here.
You want me to leave?
No, it's okay. You're going to listen to it anyway. Here's, we're ready for the real reel. And I've got a decent sermon written for this today. So, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one thought has dominated so many of our podcasts over the years, I haven't even bothered to count. And while it is extremely difficult to do, the very fact that we're asked to do it in scripture means it's possible. God would not ask you to do something that you were not able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Change your thoughts, change your life. Your thoughts have so much power. Dr. Caroline Leaf, author of Switch on Your Brain, writes, if you realized how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought. Mm. And it's true. I think we resist because, one, yes, it's hard, but two, because it doesn't seem true. But I don't think we want to own up to how much our thoughts affect our life. But Romans 12:2 tells us to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
That blows my mind every time I read that. I've read that verse hundreds of times, and I keep going back to it. Like, does it really say that? Mm-hmm. Like, yep, it really says that. A new person just by changing the way you think. Because where your mind goes, your life will follow. It's just like when we're driving. I think you've used this in a sermon illustration, so sorry for stealing. If we're focused on something to our right, you start to veer right. So your heart, your attitude, your actions, they're all driven by what we're thinking and the way we're thinking.
It was from that book, Driving in the Art of Driving in the Rain.
Oh.
So I stole it too.
Okay. We're all just a bunch of thieves over here, girl on the hill. Dr. Caroline Leaf says, we frame our world with words. We can't always change what is happening, but we can always change the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 10:5 in The Message says this. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So he's given you the tools to smash down the things you've created, your warped philosophies, the barriers erected against the truth of God. Like, how many of our thoughts are that?
Mm-hmm.
Like walls surrounding you from the truth? By the way, like, you're unlovable, super lie.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. The version most of us learned this verse says we take captive every thought and make it obedient. How? Because like if we knew, maybe more of us would do it. So here's how. I found Hungry Jen laid this out in a great way. So a lot of these ideas are from them. One, you need to know the truth. Get in the Word. Fill your mind with the truth. Like I said, what you fill your mind with becomes your mindset. So fill it up with something good. Read your Bible. HungryGen.com said, stop making your mind a sidewalk for the devil to trample on.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a disciple to the Word of God. Next, stop believing that your thoughts are out of your hands. You have a choice. You always have a choice, and you can choose differently. Let your beliefs win out over your feelings. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to turn your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says.
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, I might feel like I am worthless, but God's word says differently. So I choose to trust what I believe, not what I feel. Resist negative thoughts and assist positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. Dwell on the good. Stop the harmful thoughts in their tracks. Pray at the onset. Tell a trusted friend. Refuse to put the song on repeat. And as much as I hate it, the positive thoughts are not going to be as automatic. Write them down. Tell a friend. This is something me and the girls do. Sydney texted us yesterday. She's like, what are your delights for the day? Tell somebody the good mm-hmm. thoughts. Consider them a praise. How often are we thankful for those good moments? We just go right back to the one little thing going wrong. Eyes open, watching for the ways God is moving and working and blessing and how you're growing and winning and cared for. Are the broken soundtracks running through your head true? Do they line up with the truth of who God says you are? Are your thoughts true, helpful, kind? I'm going to wrap up today with this quote by John Acuff because it really puts the call to action on you. Do you want this? Do you actually want to change your life? Do you want to think better thoughts? The choice is yours. Your brain is waiting for you each day. It's waiting to be told what to think. It's waiting to see what kind of soundtracks you'll choose. It's waiting to see if you really want to build a different life. Mm-hmm. I dropped the mic, but it's attached to the hole.
We prefer if you don't drop the mics. When every time I see someone do that on a show, it's like, do you know how expensive that microphone is? When you were talking about assist the good good stories, the picture of, you know, helping someone, like, you know, Ben learning to walk and seeing him take some steps mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Like, you have to, when something is new and growing, you have to assist it. It mm-hmm. doesn't just grow on its own. You don't learn all those things. So treat those good thought patterns like you would treat a child learning mm-hmm. to walk or learning the things of life.
And help them along.
Help it along.
Provide the support necessary.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's one of the things I like about Viktor Frankl is, you know, he's a Holocaust survivor. And basically what made him... got him through the Holocaust or through the concentration camps, where it was finding meaning and trying to help other people in the concentration camp find some kind of meaning outside of the prison that they were in, which is basically a story. It's a narrative. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can just live for this story beyond this moment, then you can survive.
And you've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts.
We can get through the I have a lot of laundry to do when my kids mouthing off.
As we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Join the conversation by connecting with us on social media.
Right.
We're on Facebook and Instagram. Find us at facebook.com/girlinahillpodcast or instagram.com/girlinahillpodcast.
You'll
also want to check out our website, www.girlonahill.com, where we not only share each new podcast episode, but encouraging blog posts and links to any resources shared or talked about on the pod. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.